talking of stories, here's Tony to tell us about a delightful book by an author who grew up in East Anglia. Beverly Penn has written a charming story about Mossy and Albert. Although it's primarily a story for children, it carries an important message for everyone to preserve the countryside. OK, Tony, we're all sitting comfortably.
The first book, by a woman who grew up in Suffolk and who is part of a well-known family of farmers and builders, is an absolute joy, and one with an important message. It is aimed at children, and do buy a copy for them. It's rather special. Money raised from the sale of this delightful book called Mossy and Albert Rook by Beverly Penn, formerly Aves, goes to good causes, and that includes the John Aves Educational Project, JAEP. Her first book proves what a talented writer she is, and it is beautifully illustrated by Flora van Trotsenberg, who lives and works in Norwich. Growing up in East Anglia, I have always appreciated everything the countryside has to offer, says Beverly, who went to Notre Dame School in the city. About 20 years ago, I moved with my ecologist husband, Gurr, to green and peaceful Southern Ireland. Partly because of its beautiful countryside reminded me of my childhood, but also because of my grandmother, who was Irish, she says. The book, Mossy and Albert Rook, came from my deep love of the natural world. I look at nature in a simple way, observing the colours, shapes and forms of the trees, flowers and animals, Beverly explains. She hopes any young person reading about Mossy's adventures will feel the lure of nature and be encouraged to realise how important it is to protect and preserve the countryside for themselves and for future generations. The book was printed in Norwich by Anglia Print, which is an environmental printers using linseed ink on FSC recycled post-consumer waste paper. Mossy and Albert Rook by Beverly Penn costs £7 and is on sale at Norfolk Wildlife Trust centres and at the highly recommended Leaping Hare and Vineyard, Wicken Road, Stanton, near Bury St Edmunds. In other words, who can buy a copy when you have a great day out? Beverly's cousin, the Reverend Canon Dr. John Aves, also grew up in Hinderclay. He went on to serve at St. Peter Mancroft Church, Norwich, Attleborough Parish Council, and was priest in charge at St. Giles's in the city at the time of his death in 2004. He was working at a tough refugee camp in Palestine when he collapsed and died. Since then, the John Aves Education Project has raised an extraordinary amount of money, no less than £435,000, and has so far paid for more than 70 people to go to university.
Thank you, Tony. That sounds a must for birthday and Christmas presents, doesn't it?